Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the government issues its homelessness report for August. Little change in the local figures. There are 51 dependent children without homes in the Northwest. 23 families registered homeless. In terms of adults, 147, 53 of them in Donegal. Nursing unions say their members believe their goodwill has been taken for granted. They're no longer able to plug the gaps caused by unfilled posts. The recruitment embargo has been scrapped, but the INMO says a new protocol in place is effectively a recruitment ban under another name. And Gardaí renewed their information about Cian Langolan, who's been missing for 4 years. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 1 o'clock. And as it's a Friday, we'll have Unlocked with Colm Ferriter. We begin with homelessness figures. The government issued its figures for August this afternoon. There's very little change in the figures locally. In the Northwest, 147 adults accessed services in August. That's up one on the July figure. 53 of them did so in Donegal. That's down two on the previous month. There were 23 families registered as homeless in the Northwest in July, down one. 51 dependent children in total. That's an increase of three. The latest figures from the department show nationally a 57 increase in the number of people needing emergency accommodation in August. It brings the total number of people to 14,486. That includes 2,099 families, and they had 4,419 dependent children. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is hopeful that the figures will shortly begin to come down, but he says he cannot give any guarantees as to when.
If we can continue the upward production of homes and the trajectory that we're on to deliver more new social homes again this year, I think that is really going to help us in actually levelling off the numbers of people who are in emergency accommodation and then starting to see a decrease. I can't give you a month. I can't give you a date.
Nursing unions say their members believe their goodwill has been taken for granted and they're no longer able to plug the gaps caused by unfilled posts. A series of lunchtime protests by healthcare unions starting next Thursday is being organised in response to the ongoing row over staffing levels. Separately, nurses and midwives are to be balloted next month over the impact HSE policy is having on patient care, particularly in the aftermath of the recruitment embargo. Earlier this week, Councillor Declan Meehan told a regional health forum meeting that the lifting of the recruitment embargo was a PR stunt, as posts can now be advertised, but no money is being provided to fund them. Well, that's been backed by the INMO's Colm Porter.
The pay and number strategy is a recruitment embargo, but by another name. And as a result of the pay and number strategy, as I said, over 2,000 nursing and midwifery posts have been effectively abolished from the HSE. And that means that we are kind of left in this position that the safety of our members at work is severely compromised. For too long, the goodwill of nurses and midwives have been taken for granted. And it's time to call a halt to that together with our colleagues in the other trade unions and exercise our right to say this is a step too far and it will not be tolerated anymore.
The Clunie Road in County Derry reopened earlier today following a crash at Ballykelly that claimed the life of an elderly woman. It happened shortly after 2:15 yesterday afternoon. A bus and car were in collision. Joyce Taggart, the driver of the car, passed away at the scene. Police are urging any witnesses to come forward. They're particularly anxious to view any dashcam footage that may have been taken in the area at around about that time. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on the fourth anniversary of the disappearance of Cian Langolan. Cian, who was 27 at the time, was last seen in Hornhead on Sunday, September 27th, 2020. He'd been reported missing from the Falkara area. Anyone who believes they may have seen him or knows anything relevant in the case is urged to contact Gardaí in Milford. Arochthas members have been briefed on the impact family resource centres are having in Donegal and beyond ahead of next week's budget. The Finance Minister is being urged to increase core funding to enable FRCs deliver the services that are required in their communities. The call was made at a special briefing in Leinster House this week. It was held by the Family Resource Centres National Forum. TDs and senators were told that the required level of funding per centre is €240,000. Well, Kathleen McHugh is manager in Donegal FRC. She says the centres provide a wide range of services.
We're asking for extra funding to allow for more services and supports to the community. And extra staff to do that, because you can't do it on two full-time staff. We rely on volunteers. We rely on scheme workers to help us deliver our supports and services. Those services, the vital services into the communities through counselling, childcare, family supports, social inclusion work, training and education, one-to-one support with individuals, outreach. We provide a lot of outreach to other services, domestic violence, rape crisis, employment supports. So we actually provide a lot of supports and services into our communities, and we would ask the Minister to not forget about us in the budget this year.
People may come to you, maybe they're looking for support, perhaps it's something that you can't offer, but you can put them in the right direction. You can help refer them to the service that they require. The knowledge and the expertise you have in the community gives you that almost unique ability to be able to match the person with the service and ensure that people are getting the help they need, and that's a really important part of what you do.
It's a huge importance, yes. We would do that on a daily basis, and we have a lot of contacts with other services and supports and state services as well. People come into us for many things. Sometimes they don't come, they might say they're looking for courses or that, but it's something different they might be looking for. It might be counselling, private, we're very confidential, food banks, you know, there's a lot of work goes on that people don't realise that we're helping families and communities with.
Kathleen McHugh, and there's more from Kathleen on our website, highlandradio.com. Police in Derry have seized suspected drugs in the wider Eglinton area during the early hours of this morning. Shortly before 3 a.m, a patrol was alerted to a vehicle travelling on the outskirts of the village. It had only one headlight on. Police stopped the vehicle and subsequently searched it. During that search, suspected drugs were found in the vehicle, and the male driver was subsequently arrested on suspicion of a number of drug-related offences. The 24-year-old remains in custody this evening. Police say their inquiries are ongoing. There may be traffic delays in and around Mahara Mason tonight on the A5 between Strabane and Derry. A parade is scheduled to leave from Mason Road at 7:30 this evening. It'll proceed along Victoria Road, Victoria Meadows, Victoria Road, Dunalong Road, Brook Manor, Dunalong Road, Mason Road, Blackstone Park, and finish at Mason Road for dispersal at 9 o'clock this evening. The Labour Party says it would use the €14 billion Apple tax money to pay for water service, retrofitting and public transport projects. The opposition party has revealed its alternative budget worth €8.2 billion, which focuses on tackling child poverty, the housing crisis and the shortage of public service workers. Next Tuesday, the Finance and Public Expenditure Ministers will announce the government's budget for 2025. Labour leader Ivana Bacic says Ireland is a wealthy country, but public money isn't being spent in the correct way.
We have the Apple billions. We know there are record corporation tax receipts and unemployment is low. So we must invest public money to build better together. And that does not just mean a few token gestures. That means using our resources strategically to end marginalisation and to invest in public services that we can all rely upon. Homes, transport, energy, decent childcare, healthcare and elder care.
19 walking trails in Donegal are sharing €42,500 for upgrades and maintenance work. The trails are maintained by 13 groups in the county. It's hoped the funding will help promote the walkways to tourists. Notably, €15,000 has been allocated to the Blue Stack Way Committee in Donegal. The funding is part of a €1 million national pot, which has been confirmed today by Minister Heather Humphreys. More details on highlandradio.com. Members of the HSE's Regional Health Forum have been given an update on 29 major capital projects for Donegal included in this year's HSE capital plan. Councillor Kieran Brogan, who raised the question, was told that of the 29 projects, two have been completed, three are under construction, two are at tender stage, 11 are at detailed design stage, 10 are being appraised and one is under review. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Among the projects at the detailed design stage are an extension to the Donegal Hospice, an extension of the renal dialysis unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, the refurbishment of the Buncrana Nursing Unit and a new intellectual disability day service facility at the Cleary Centre in Donegal Town. The projects being appraised are the new community hospital and primary care centre in Lifford, HICWA compliance works at St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorder and Remelton Community Nursing Unit, and a major refurbishment of St Connell's Hospital. Two projects at Letterkenny any university hospital are at tender stage, including a new accommodation for the physio and occupational therapy departments. The projects currently under construction include the new community hospital in Letterkenny and the refurbishment of the community nursing unit in Fallcarra. A full update is available on our website, highlandradio.com.
HICWA has today published two inspection reports on designated centres for people with disabilities in the county. Both were found to be compliant. Railway View recorded five substantially compliant findings in respect of training and staff regulations, governance and management, communication and general welfare and development and healthcare. The remainder were fully compliant. Finnside Centre was found to be totally compliant against all regulations inspected. Links to the full reports again available on highlandradio.com. The Dáil has been told that removing the means test on carers' allowance would revolutionise the way the state views caregiving. A South Donegal deputy argued that traditionally caregiving duties have fallen disproportionately on women who often relied on their husband's income, and Marion Harkin told the Dáil that this outdated view must be abandoned. She stressed that caregiving is a vital role that needs to be shared by everybody, and that should be fully recognised by the state.
Making carers' allowance exempt from the means test would, Minister, signify a real paradigm shift in that caring, family caring, is not just seen as some sort of add-on, something that mostly women and sometimes men do in the home, but something that is supported by the state. Because the state recognises that family caring is an essential part of how we organise and manage our society. For too long, as Deputy Connolly said, caring was seen as women's work. And I believe that's why carers' allowance is means tested, because very often the man was seen as the provider and the women managed the home. And that's the mindset from which carers' allowance emerged, and we need to change that.
The Drinks Industry Group of Ireland is urging government to cut the excise duties on alcohol in the upcoming budget. The group argues this would provide a lifeline to thousands of struggling rural Irish businesses, which they say have been hit hard by rising costs. A recent report revealed an average of 114 pubs have closed each year since 2005, with rural pubs bearing the brunt of that closure pattern. Donegal Representative Councillor Martin Harley is warning the closure of more pubs and restaurants could have a devastating impact on counties like Donegal. He also said it would have an impact on the young people who very often work in such establishments while in college.
It's a few pounds that they get through the pubs and restaurants that keeps them in their pocket money. The parents are paying big money for rent, accommodation, for fees and colleges. Plus as well, the social skills that you get from working with the public in restaurants and pubs. It's very hard to put a price on that there into the future, and I think that's very important, because that's part of our Irish culture. It's part of who we are.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football and in the SSE Airtricity League. The playoff picture in the first division could become clear tonight. Sixth place Finn Harps go to Kerry, but in to extend their unbeaten run to five matches and hoping to close the gap on the sides just above them with four games remaining. Former Harps captain Keith Cowan believes Harps have to win this fixture to keep alive their playoff hopes.
Yeah, I think you have to go down there and win. I think, look, if you're looking to, you know, push yourself into a playoff place, you know, that's a game that you have to say, we have to go here and win. We have to dominate this game. We have to start, you know, really positive, chest out, and, you know, just try and go down there and put your stamp on the game early. You know, it should be a game that, like we say, you know, that Murph and Kevin will be looking forward to. It's a game, you know, that you can sort of say that, look, we owe them one as well. You can use everything you can to try and motivate the group. But, you know, speaking to a few of the players, up until about 4 or 5 weeks ago, that was maybe one of the problems, motivation. But look, when you've got the results to put yourself in this position, that shouldn't be a problem come the last four games.
Kick-off time for that Harps game tonight down at Mohawk Park in Tralee is 7:45, and we'll have updates here in Highland with John Drummy. Elsewhere, second place UCD go to fifth place Wexford. Third place Athlone Town entertain Cove Ramblers. Champions Cork City head to fourth place Bray Wanderers, and Treaty United are at home to Longford Town. In the Premier Division, Shelburne start the night with a 3-point lead at the top and welcome Sligo Rovers to Tulke Park. Second place Derry City go to second from bottom Drogheda United. Shamrock Rovers will look to prove that they're still in the title race as they face a home game with Stephen Kenny's St Patrick's Athletic. And Dundalk meet Bohemians while Waterford are hosting Galway United. On to the Irish League Premiership. The action for the weekend starts tonight. Cliftonville are taking on the champions Larne, and that game has been played at Solitude. Cross channel, Pep Guardiola has confirmed that Rodri will miss the rest of Manchester City's season. The midfielder has undergone surgery on his ACL and some meniscus damage that occurred in last week's draw with Arsenal. Alisson looks set to return to action for Liverpool tomorrow. The Brazilian's been out with a muscle injury, with Irish international Kevin Kelleher deputising in his absence in the last two matches. Manager Arnou Slot has said that Alisson will be available for the meeting with Wolves. To golf, Shane Lowry is so far winning his battle to make the cut at the Open de España. He's birdied five holes so far today and is one under with four to play. Angel Hidalgo remains in charge in Madrid. His second round 67 gives him a four-stroke lead in the clubhouse on 10 under par. It is, of course, a busy weekend of action in the North West Gaelic Games-wise in the club championships. This evening in Tyrone, there's a doubleheader at Hayley Park in Omagh. With the junior semi-finals, Caelicial taking on Strabane Sigerson's, and Ahaloo are facing Glenelly. While here in Donegal, it's another busy weekend with some big, big games. Both Michael Murphy Sports Donegal senior men semi-finals will be live on Highland this weekend. St Eunan's meet Goudour tomorrow, Saturday in Balbuffet at 7:30. And then on Sunday afternoon, back at McCool Park, St Michael's are playing Dunloe. We will have live coverage from both games here on Highland. Brendan Kilcoyne will be on commentary duty, and he says having two teams that would be seen as outside the so-called Big Four competing for a final spot is a boost for the competition.
No one in the right mind would have predicted that St Michael's and Dunloe would be competing in a county semi-final, with one of them having a brilliant opportunity to get to a final. And I think that's brilliant for football, and I think it's great to see teams like that come through. I think it'll encourage other teams, because there's all this talk about top fours and top twos and all this kind of thing, but to see breakthrough teams coming in and the excitement that'll create in their regions over the next week or two is fantastic.
And there's lots of finals taking place this weekend as well. It's a big day on Sunday in Letterkenny for the Donegal LGFA, with three of their finals being played at the O'Donnell Park. And the senior decider, Termin meet Mavill, and Maureen O'Donnell will have updates from the quarter to four start there. And on Saturday evening in Convoy, the Donegal senior Camogie final is taking place at 7 o'clock, and it will feature Marchevic against Burt. In rugby, John Cooney and Stuart McCluskey return to the Ulster starting 15 for their game away to the Emirate Lions this weekend. There's also a start on the wing for summer signing Warwick Knock. And Cian Healy will become a record breaker for Leinster tonight. His start at Loosehead against the Dragons will be his 281st appearance in a Leinster jersey. Kickoff there is at 7:35. And in a snooker, Antrim's Mark Allen is in action at the quarterfinals of the British Open this evening. He's got a tough one against the world number one, Judd Trump. And that's it from the sports desk for today, Donal. Just to remind you, we will have updates from Harps away from home against Kerry in the first division of the League of Ireland later.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisín. Transport Infrastructure Ireland is being urged to ensure that more money is available for the maintenance of verges and paths in the vicinity of national roads and on greenways and urban parks. Recent meetings of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District have heard criticism of the proliferation of weeds and debris in a number of locations, particularly around the four-lane road and the new linear park opposite the council offices on Joe Bonner Road. Councillor Donal Coyle says the failure to provide for maintenance means these facilities can very quickly become overgrown, and he'll be pressing the issue when the council meets with TII in November.
It's great to see the progress and the amount of money that has come into the county over the last number of years in relation to paths and greenways and the linear park. It's one thing having it, but upkeep and maintenance is hugely important. The council usually have a delegation once a year, the month of November, with the TII, and I'll certainly be prioritising more money to be allocated by the TII to Donegal County Council for maintenance.
And the annual Tip O'Neill Irish Diaspora Awards are being presented tonight at a special ceremony in Buncrana. The event commemorates the centenary of the birth of the late Tip O'Neill and seeks to recognise those who've excelled in their chosen field while honouring their contribution to Ireland and the global Irish community. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The 2024 Tip O'Neill Irish Diaspora Awards will honour three individuals. First off, Billy Higgins, a businessman who was born and raised in Boston, is being recognised for his dedication and contribution to Donegal in donating to the Patient Social Fund of the Balladerick Preschool for Children with Special Needs and his continued support of the school. Meanwhile, Armagh Island native Caroline Gallagher, who currently lives in America and is a lawyer, will receive an award also. She set up the Coogan Gallagher Scholarship, which will be open to all Leaving Cert students of the Garm School in Armagh. Founder and chairman of Granahan McCourt Capital and chairman of National Broadband Ireland, David McCourt, is the third award recipient. He has been one of the most prominent investors and entrepreneurs in the technology, media and telecommunications industries for the past 30 years. The award ceremony is being held at the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana tonight.
Good morning, Michaela. Agusanish an nocht. Alev eg column ferreter.
Shewer mahasa column ferreter in Shalin the Prive Skelty. Fulgriu butchery gradam falsi horacta agus scrivnoracta gelige eg ulcaid san araclan and taivyark and chartin shaw. In a mask gradam de valdrihe. Evloj, son an lor ah wahar, Astrahan la moya ni wheelan on idolish on lor acabadora. Dr. Karu hig pobble nagiliga survey a whole linu, car fuin car hige co farciocta a winning lesson chorus muiniha to gaholus against sieve forest nagiliga bunk IE. Kelleriter fela alinya darn san air in omos an chreltara ronan maki wee and jeru shartan yasha ingi dor te gaholus eg an sieve darn san air bunk IE. Ta aquany ura falsiha eglor nigel contaku le tishmohori an sieve glor nigel bunk IE. Ta roctan fisha na skeliokta cactan a clarsakar. Agus an lor clarsbri da grupi sugarha, scrifa ex Susi ni galahor. Vi antara stach Thomas Byrne in mail firstja le linda shartanya, con muenu ur a ogurch fuin skim an underukt vikdonaha a hogans takiort da common luchla scale harter and cheer, rinyashe an skema ogurch igor le. Glor Nigel, agus eg an club cha common luchla scale, lechra loch lee in eher vel first ye. Agus te fela an oher arashed in lecha kennen, la kuj war emakti bartihe, dan jeru shartin ye, eg jeru namisa shahogin, in a mask spree da chaili, frab geltucht agus ihe gela, gus te gaholus eg linra LC bunk IE. Sin mahod se Eli Gulliar, slán agus bannacht.
Gwna mahag a colum agus anish on, I'm sure. Cold tonight with clear spells, a few scattered showers drifting into some parts. Lowest overnight temperatures 1 to 6 degrees Celsius with some grassed frost likely in a light west breeze. Tomorrow will bring some scattered cloud and good sunny spells. A few showers will develop on Saturday with top temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in light to moderate west to southwest breezes. The main story in brief, the government's homelessness figures for August show little change in the northwest. 147 adults accessed services, up 1 on July, 53 of them doing so in Donegal. That was down 2 on the previous month. There were 23 families registered as homeless in the region in July, down 1 with 51 dependent children. That was an increase of 3. Nursing unions say their members feel their goodwill has been taken for granted and they're no longer able to plug the gaps caused by unfilled posts. A series of lunchtime protests by healthcare unions will start next Thursday. It's being organised in response to the ongoing row over staffing levels in the health service. And Aroclus members have been briefed on the impact family resource centres are having in Donegal and beyond ahead of next week's budget. The Finance Minister is being urged to increase core funding to enable family resource centres deliver the resources they need. The meeting of TDs and senators was told the required level of funding per centre is €240,000. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The eviction notices for this Friday, the 27th of September. The death has taken place of Kathleen Breslin, Palmer's Green, London, formerly of Buncrana. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Danny Walsh, Milestone House, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, formerly of Tipperary. Reposing at his late residence this evening from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 p.m. with Rosary nightly at 9. Removal from there on Sunday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for 11:30 Mass, which can be viewed online on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery, Greencastle. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of Seamus Byrne, Ir de Barr, Liscooley, Castle Finn. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Navaney Car Park, Ballybuffet, this evening from 6 to 9, and at his late residence at Liscooley tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. with Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:20 for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Jim Conwell, 16, Brownhill Park, Glenmornan. Reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Glenmornan at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.